Gloria's talents are extraordinary, but not unique. At much the same time as her talents were emerging, another unusual youngster, Tim Bailey, was showing a similar picture of striking musical abilities and fluent speech, along with severe intellectual impairments in many other respects. His musicality and the support of his parents and teachers allowed him, like Gloria, to become a performing musician, in his case, a pianist. And in 1994, Gloria and Tim joined three other musically talented people with Williams syndrome to form the Williams Five. They had their debut in Los Angeles, an event that led to features in the Los Angeles Times and on NPR's All Things Considered. While all this delighted Howard Lenhoff, it left him dissatisfied. He was a biochemist, a scientist, and what had science to say about the musical gifts of his daughter and others like her? There had been no scientific attention to the musical passions and talents of people with Williams syndrome. Ursula Belugi was primarily a linguist, and though she had been struck by the musicality of people with Williams syndrome, she had not made a systematic study of it. Lenhoff pressed her and other researchers to investigate this. Not all people with Williams syndrome are as musically talented as Gloria. Few normal people are. But virtually all share her passion for music and are extraordinarily responsive to music on an emotional level. Lenhoff felt, therefore, that there needed to be a proper arena, a musical arena, where people with Williams could meet and interact. He played a crucial role in setting up, in 1994, the camp in Massachusetts, where people with Williams could socialize and make music together and receive formal training in music. In 1995, Ursula Belugi went to the camp for a week. She returned the next year, accompanied by Daniel Levitin, a neuroscientist and professional musician. Belugi and Levitin were thus able to put together and publish the first survey of rhythm in such a musical community, in which they wrote, "People with Williams syndrome had a good, if implicit, understanding of rhythm and its role in musical grammar and form. It was not only rhythm, but all aspects of musical intelligence that seemed to be highly and often precociously developed in people with Williams syndrome. We heard many stories about infants, 12 months, who could match pitch with a parent playing the piano, or toddlers, 24 months, who could sit down at the piano and play back their older siblings' piano lessons. Such anecdotal accounts demand controlled experimental verification, but the similarities among them, and the sheer number of them, lead us to believe that Williams syndrome individuals do have a much higher degree of musical involvement and musicality than normals." That the whole panoply of musical talents could be so strikingly developed in people who were deficient, sometimes severely so, in general intelligence, showed, like the isolated powers of musical savants, that one could indeed speak of a specific musical intelligence, as Howard Gardner had postulated in his theory of multiple intelligences. The musical talents of people with Williams syndrome differ from those of musical savants, however, for savant talents often seem to emerge full-blown, to have something of a mechanical quality, to require little reinforcement by learning or practice, and to be largely independent of influence by others. In children with Williams syndrome, by contrast, there is always a strong desire to play music with and for others. This was very clear with several young people I observed, including Megan, whom I watched during one of her music lessons. She was clearly much attached to her teacher, listened to him carefully, and worked assiduously on suggestions he made. Such engagement manifests itself in many ways, as Belugi and Levitin found when they visited the music camp. Williams syndrome individuals had an unusually high degree of engagement with music. Music seemed to be not just a very deep and rich part of their lives, but one that was omnipresent. Most of them spent a great proportion of the day singing to themselves or playing instruments, even while walking to the mess hall. When one camper encountered another camper or group of campers involved in a musical activity, the newcomer would either join in immediately or begin swaying appreciatively to the music. This consuming involvement with music is unusual in normal populations. We have rarely encountered this type of total immersion, even among professional musicians. The three dispositions which are so heightened in people with Williams syndrome, the musical, the narrative, and the social, seem to go together, distinct yet intimately associated elements of the ardent, expressive, and communicative drive that is absolutely central in Williams syndrome.